Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Of the next generation.
That's the whole goal, is to make kids that aren't used to seeing something like me more comfortable to seeing it.
And the woman gets up on her table, spreads her legs. It's a man. This is adult entertainment. But what do predators do? They target children.
Start them young, right?
Breaking news, we have just confirmed that a registered child sex offender has been reading to children at a Houston public library as part of its drag queen story hour.
Shake your butt. Shake him.
What alternate universe is this? What planet did I wake up in?
What has this world come to?
Some people consider it provocative. It's not inappropriate.
Family programming.
Is now a push to normalize pedophilia.
This is going to be marketed to children. It's going to sexualize children. It's going to tell girls they can be boys, boys they can be girls. And it's the same kids that they just forced to watch the Cardi B softcore porn video. And so this is just a big demonic exercise.
It makes me feel liberated right here on her privates. And if you push those, she makes these sounds.
Now, does anybody in this room know how to twerk?
I couldn't even get through one episode of Big Mouth. I mean, it's literally children having the raunchiest, most disgusting sexually oriented conversation.
Meow, meow. Who's got the cream?
Me, I've got the cream.
It will never be okay as much as Hollywood wants it to be.
Under MK Ultra, they experimented on children. We were even taught this in psychophysiology program, that if you get to a child between ages 1 and 6 or 1 or 8, especially with sexual abuse or sexual trauma, you will split their personality and they will be imprinted the rest of their life. And many times that results in split personalities and disassociative behavior and other things. And that's why it takes critical thinking. The people have got to look at this stuff critically and see what they're being fed, so they can cross that psychological line that they just refuse to see it when it's right in front of them.
People that blow the whistle on elite pedophiles tend to have accidents.
We are grooming the new generation of Americans to be fully embracing of diversity and inclusivity.
You are secretly saving the world from this satanic cult of pedophiles and cannibals. Does that sound like something you are behind?
Well, I haven't heard that, but is that supposed to be a bad thing or a good thing?
Marina Abramovic is a superstar with every weird, twisted Hollywood, D.C. or New York lowlife.
Christmas ornaments, drywall, and Jerry Epstein. Name three things that don't hang themselves.
Maxwell participated with and assisted Epstein in maintaining and protecting the sex trafficking ring, ensuring that approximately 3 girls a day were made available to him.
Human smuggling. People think of that as an ancient art. There are more human smugglers right now, traffickers they call them, than at any time in the history of our world.
Trump has signed executive orders to expand interdiction of human trafficking. It's exploded. He's got the Navy and the Army involved stopping it. And they're having huge bust of small children kidnapped.
Operation Cross Country led to the arrest of 120 human traffickers. One of the victims was just 3 months old.
124 arrests.
339 criminal arrests were made across the state.
84 underage boys and girls forced into prostitution.
Sarasota deputies have announced the arrest of 25 people accused of traveling to have sex with a child.
Tonight, more than half a dozen accused child sexual predators are off the street.
One trafficker was arrested after making a deal with an undercover agent to sell a 3-month-old girl and her 5-year-old sister for sex.
Human sex trafficking of juveniles.
I am prepared to bring the full force and weight of our government to what we can do in order to solve this horrific problem.
The whole Clinton system is just littered with pedophiles, and Tony Podesta running, you know, full-page articles about how he loves art of naked children. They're throwing it in our face.
Thank you.
constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
So if you just joined us, we're into the second hour here on this August 24th, Monday edition. The president gave a surprise speech. It's ongoing. He was going to speak the other nights of the convention. I think it's very smart he'd do this to counter all the disinformation and propaganda. CNN has announced they're going to be breaking into all of his speeches and fact-checking it, something that they didn't do, of course, at the DNC. Trump's not going with the virtual cult event where everybody stays 20 feet from each other. It's now 6 feet isn't enough. And wear the stupid mask. So he's being roundly criticized for that. But they're having the MTV Awards in New York, and the governor put a waiver on the 14-day quarantine for them, just not for the NRA or for police rallies. Well, why do you follow what that criminal says? But it's about the naked exercise of power, where Governor Newsom keeps his restaurants and wineries open when everybody else is closed. He's a statewide chain. Just like Governor Lightfoot goes, of course I get security at my house. I'm important. And I get to go out and get my hair cut. I'm a public figure. You don't. Like, well, that's incredible hypocrisy. They're like, of course it is. We're rubbing your face in it. So I'll go back to Trump's speech and back to your calls. But we're talking to Ray, who said his son, you know, seemed to have an adverse reaction, even though they did the reduced vaccine roster. A child's not going to have intravenous drug use or anal sex to get hepatitis, so why do they give them that? It's a really serious vaccine that messes the kids up in studies. Well, why are they giving little girls Gardasil shots that can protect you from human papillomavirus? There's thousands of varieties to protect you from four. Well, it attacks your ovaries, that's why. It's sterilization. Why do you do this? None of the vaccines protect you except tetanus. It's been proven to work and be effective, but they can add hormones to it, so then your body has an autoimmune response to that hormone, so that women can never have babies. Look into it. So with the whole history of secret experimentation, who would you trust in these big companies to do this? And then Gates says that he has liability protection, and he says it's going to hurt a bunch of people. So you were then bringing up your father-in-law, who's a doctor, just finish up your story, saying he doesn't want to take all these vaccines, because for the doctors, they do say it's mandatory. Go ahead.
Yeah, with this whole thing, I mean, it's really opened the doctor's eyes to a lot of it, and it's kind of retroactively made them start looking back into the previous vaccines. What it did was it made him go and research, you know, that there's aborted fetal cells in the, you know, in the vaccine. And once he did that, he's like, well, you know, my Catholic beliefs, you know, that goes against everything that I believe in, you know? And so it's really, you know, the doctors are waking up, you know, the religious ones are going, what the heck, you know? So, you know, that was kind of my point. You know, if I could get on to, I've got a couple other points if I could bring up.
Sir, I want to hear from you, but I got to move. I appreciate your call. Great points. I got to get to everybody else. Great caller. Listen, your Catholic beliefs are right. The Judaic beliefs are right. Christian beliefs, you don't put foreign blood into you. You don't mix the seed. They figured out back then, hey, don't eat certain animals. And we now know because they carry diseases. People had laws. They had common sense. And so when you put aborted fetal tissue into somebody, your body then starts having autoimmune responses to itself. Because if you're becoming immune because there's an adjuvant that causes you to have a bigger immune response to the pathogen, let's say tetanus strain. But there's other genetic material in there. A lot of vaccines were grown on peanuts. Everybody knows until about 50 years ago, there was no peanut allergies. By the 90s, thousands of kids were dying a year in the U.S. alone. And they learned it was because they grew a vaccine, an MMR vaccine, on peanuts for a while. A peanut protein. Okay? So, it's all sorts of stuff going on. I mean, they grow them on eggs. They grow them on blood from monkeys. I mean, it's dangerous, folks. And then you get all that other genetic material. And then your body has problems with it, has an autoimmune response to it. All right. I didn't mean to cut the color short. I'll just never get to Ray and Austin and Douglas and Matt and Michael and Charlie and Aaron and Todd and Joseph, even in this hour, if I don't start doing it, because we need to hear more from the president. So I had him live earlier. I hit pause to take a few calls, go to break. Let's listen to a little bit of what Trump was talking about. Going to war with the deep state. Obama trying to steal the election. They're trying to steal it again. They're sending out 80 million ballots to confuse everything. Yeah, there's no way that could ever be counted properly. It's being randomly sent out. This is how they contest the election, by sabotaging it. And then when Trump fights them, they say he's a dictator. It's going to happen. It's their strategy. And then they're going to activate race riots all over the country. What are we going to do about it? Here's the president.
$28 billion because they were targeted by China. I got the farmers $28 billion, 16 and 12. That's why. So in spite of the pandemic, and our farmers did a great job in supplying food and all of the difficulties during this period of time. But we're getting ready to do things like nobody's ever seen before. But the best way to bring unity is success. Success brings unity. And we were there. And then we got hit with the plague. But we won't forget that. I just want to thank the people of North Carolina because, to be honest with you, I felt an obligation to be here. You have a governor who's in a total shutdown mood. I guarantee on November 4th it'll all open up. It'll be fine, like most other states. On November 4th, you know, these Democrat governors, they love shutdown until after the election's over because they want to make our numbers look as bad as possible for the economy. But our numbers are looking so good. And frankly, I used to say a V, and people would say, well, maybe not. I don't think so.
This is gold. He needs to directly attack them. They're the enemy. They're doing it all. They're criminals. Damn right.
Looking like it's a super V. Yes. Our automobile numbers are incredible. Both used cars and brand new cars. Our manufacturing numbers incredible. We're putting a lot of manufacturing jobs to work that the previous administration said you'd need a magic wand. You'd need a magic wand for manufacturing jobs. I don't think so. I guess we had the magic wand, that's all. But we're putting them again. We're putting them back. We're bringing them back. But think of your life just prior to the plague coming in. It was the best it's ever been. Your state had the best numbers they've ever had by far. And we had the best employment numbers also. We were up to 160 million jobs. We were never anywhere near that. And then we had to shut it down. We saved millions and millions of lives. We learned the enemy. We learned all about the invisible enemy, how it affects really people that are older, especially older people, the elderly, but older people with problems with heart, with diabetes, with other problems. And we learned, and most of the country is right now doing very, very well. They've done an incredible job. And to have a man sitting on television the other day say, oh, I'd shut it down. Oh, I'd shut it down. Like it's easy. Shut it down. And by the way, when you shut it down, and we did the exact right thing, we shut it down, then we reopened, and that's what we're doing now. We're well into it. But if we didn't shut it down at that point, we would have had millions of people dead millions of people.
Yeah, he's going along the official story.
The job that Mike Pence and the task force and all of us together have done has been incredible, what we've done, what we've achieved. Whether it's ventilators, whether it's supplying equipment to governors that were totally ill-prepared. Many of the governors were totally
ill-prepared. Trump knows that most of the public still buys the official hoax. They may think it's over-exaggerated, but they still buy into it. Because, you know, millions are going to die if we don't do this. And then, of course, none of it happened because it was all a fraud. And then they didn't release the clampdown after because they never wanted to go. And look, they made the clampdown more intense up front because they wanted to hurt the economy and punish nationalists. But they always had this thing on the shelf, they admitted. This is the post-industrial world. This is the clampdown. All right, we'll skip ahead of him getting into the virus. I want him to get into the election, other areas. But we're going to take your calls when we come back on how do we stop the deep state. Because you know they got some curveballs up their sleeves. I'm Alex Jones. This is InfoWars. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Your calls. These are all great callers, but I can't spend 5-10 minutes with each one or I'll never get to you. Who's been holding the longest here? I guess that'd be Austin in Virginia. Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, how are you doing today?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, man. So, I'm in Virginia, and I saw this morning you posted on a BandNut video that they're doing mandatory vaccinations here.
Yes, that's his hoax. He calls it mandatory, but you still have all the laws that say they can't force you to, but they're going to attempt to say it's mandatory.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, I'm not going to get it myself. I'll be on hot pursuit before they get me. But, in Virginia, I feel like I'm the only one not wearing a mask now. Because I'm pretty close to Northern Virginia. There's a lot of federal buildings around here, and there's a lot of sympathy for Northern, too, but I think a lot of people are scared to speak out here, and they're just closeted in, and some people are scared to not wear masks. But I just wanted to say, I know the Lord's with me, so I don't fear.
Well, here's the bottom line, brother. Depending on whose statistics you look at, it's 0.0032. I keep removing a zero. It's 0.0032. of people that get it. It's a hoax. It's all lies about ventilators and full hospitals and all this. There's always people dying of respiratory illnesses. So they just make a big deal out of each one and then have headlines like, men who wear a face mask are sexier, according to U.S. women, in some stupid poll they put out. It's all garbage, sir. It's a hysteria weapon. God bless you. Be safe up in Virginia. Speak out. Be a leader. We went down to Barton Springs. We had about 300 people there, shut down park, beautiful open springs. And, of course, the police didn't do anything because they knew we were in the right. And it was just so good to be around 300 people not wearing masks. As long as I have my zinc, my vitamin D3, I'm in the sun. If I don't have those, I'll die of any virus. Any virus will kill you when you don't have an essential. If a vitamin or mineral is essential, it means you have to have it to live. Iodine is essential. X2 is pure iodine. Most of the iodine out there isn't absorbed properly. So that's why this is a life-saving situation. They want you ignorant and dumb and sick. In fact, somebody took my X2 off my table. Somebody do me a favor. Bring my X2 bottle back. Thank you very much. All right, let's go to now. Ryan in Georgia. COVID equals tyranny. Mask or training for more. Oh, they admit it's an act of submission to the forced inoculations, the digital tracking. I mean, you know a bunch of universities in the U.S. already are saying you can't leave this semester, and they give you a phone that tracks where you go. And if you leave the campus, you get expelled. I mean, this is it. This is the takeover.
Hello, can you hear me okay?
I can, yeah. Brother. Go ahead, Ryan.
Okay. I just want to say, man, I've supported this broadcast for 10 years. And it's an honor to fight alongside every info warrior out there. And this whole thing is coming to a climax. And you know how this is a big exercise in tyrannical authority? Well, for us, it is an exercise of resistance. I mean, we need to train ourselves to resist all the strong arming and everything like that. All the shaming that will get you to wear a mask. The social distancing, we need to resist all that stuff up front and train ourselves to fight. And I just pray that the Lord gives us courage, man, to keep going.
Sir, I concur with you 1,000,000,000%. You know, I played the live feed of Trump's speech in the first hour. It's still ongoing, I'm told. And he said, this is the most historic election, most important election in U.S. history. We have an outside group working with foreign powers, trying to overthrow America, and they're using the COVID hysteria to kill our economy. All that's true. That's the truth. And Americans will resonate with that. So we're going to take that first few minutes of his speech, put it out on band.video in the next 20 minutes, and I want it to go viral, viral, viral. Because he says, I need all of you to warn everyone and to watch for election fraud. He's calling on us, invoking the people. This is it, man. This is the traitors and the collaborators and the globalists working together to end this country as we know it and bring us to our knees. Are we going to let them do it, Ryan?
No, I'm not. I'm going to go down fighting, man, on my feet, regardless of what happened. And this is the great battle of our time, This is America's, like meanest terrorist. If we lose here, the whole world is going to get engulfed in darkness, period. I mean, that's it. And you want to live in a communist Chinese system, man? All these little leftists out here have no idea what that is like, to get snatched out of the middle of the night, they can do whatever they want. I mean, they're stealing people's organs, man.
And they want to send contact tracers just like Australia and Europe and just grab you out of your house saying you did something wrong. It's the perfect cover for their snatch and grabs. This is it. They're coming. The Rockefeller Foundation admits it. This is it. Just like Trump said, just like you said, this is it. It's the main assault. I've been telling people. Now Trump's saying it. Good. People know the truth. And what's their number one mission? Suppress your speech. Suppress doctors and scientists and shows like this exposing it. That's why you got to take the feed from band.video, your local radio station or TV station, and tell people, tune in now. This is what they don't want you to hear. And people understand that. Thank you, Ryan. All right, Matt in Connecticut, then Douglas and others. Matt, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, first-time caller, long-time listener. First and foremost, I want to say thank you for building such an amazing platform for citizens, from all walks of life, to really be frontline soldiers in the info war.
Well, it's not about us taking credit, but it's about this. I knew this, the takeover was coming. I knew the internet kill switch was coming. We said we need to build this, listeners, because there's going to be a total censorship of the web, and we need to have our own platform. Because I was reading their own documents. That's what I'm telling. It's not me. I read these powerful people's plan. They're in charge. I believe we could beat them. So isn't it crazy that we're on air, and we still have this platform, and in ways it's bigger than ever?
It's amazing, and I could say that InfoWars, has been more crucial to my learning and education, shaping my worldview. And I studied at, an Ivy League school. I had my graduate degree in economics and international relations, but I've been listening to InfoWars since I'm 18 years old. And everything, that you're laying out there for the people, it's on point. We're at a crucial point. We really need to take up, some sort of fight now, whether it's with information or standing your ground, because, from a socioeconomic perspective, it's not going to be pretty coming up if you just look at the basis.
Well, that's what communists do. I'm going to hold you over to finish your point, and then we've got a guest coming. I'm going to go back to calls, but let me say this right now. I went out to the event Saturday where 300 of us or so showed up to swim illegally in the huge natural springs that come out of the side of the hill and dump into the Colorado River. It was safe. It was fun. It was great. We all did it. And there was a retired full colonel there. And he said, listen, I worked in intelligence. I worked in all these areas. And he said, none of it ever made sense till I found your show and then followed the different data points you brought out. And he goes, it wasn't you telling me. You were just pointing me in the direction of where. He goes, now everything makes sense. And then he read globalist documents that were above what the military was being given. And they're all admitting it. Listen, folks. They're all admitting it. I don't get any credit for this except caring. I mean, this is an admitted takeover plan. We have the enemy blueprints. We have their attack plan. We can beat them.
We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week, the Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off, starting with the 8-pack Power Stack and Survival Shields X2 Combo. X2 is back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body Combo, Extendowise and Vasobeads that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostaguard back in stock with the zinc and the soft palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can.
get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Sit there and my wife's like, why do you like Googling your name? And I said, I don't like it. It's like waiting to be punched in the stomach. I need to see the new lawsuit, the new attack, the new deep state operation against us. It's part of the war. But when I go to InfoWars.com and I'm about to hit refresh, it's like waiting to get punched in the stomach. And we knew this was coming. World Health Organization chief warns of vaccine nationalism as 172 countries sign on to coronavirus vaccine distribution scheme. That's the UN directing 172 nations on how to behave, with Bill Gates above the UN. Countries that resist taking the vaccine endanger the world, says the head of the World Health Organization, a known communist from Ethiopia. Wow. You can see the video of him saying it. I mean, this is just, boom, you wake up, you're under world government, and the United Nations tells you what you're going to do. And they're going to use this as a global tracking system of where you travel and what you do. And they're telling you the vaccine is going to hurt you. It doesn't even protect you. You just wake up. You're inside a world government that wants to put things in your body. And the media censors the bad effects and then the sicknesses and the illnesses and the old people they kill in the nursing homes with the COVID. I mean, these are evil people making their move. Please print me that article, guys. Thank you very much. Let's finish up this call, then we'll go to our guest here, then back to your calls. Our guest, Drew Hernandez, has got a lot of courage. He's got some of the most amazing footage yet in areas of Wisconsin and other areas. He's got back to Chicago now, but just some of the most serious rioting and looting and street fighting we've seen yet. But Matt in Connecticut was going to finish up about everybody fighting back and the focus of the attack. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Yeah, so I do have some good news. You know, behind the blue wall quarantine up here in Connecticut, I did attend an event with some former hockey buddies from college, and I see a lot of people are just kind of waking up. You know, these are professional people, bankers, lawyers, and everyone kind of understands what's going on, but it seems like there's no real organization.
There's no leadership. Everybody I know goes and visits their doctor, and they go, I'm awake. This is a hoax. It's all a big, giant fraud. And like, what do we, and they all say, what do we do? What do we do? So what do we do?
Exactly. And that's what I'm wondering. You know, we have little pockets of, you know, there's 10 people here, 10 people there. But with the quarantine, no one could really talk to each other. And that's what I noticed when I was at this event is you had everyone kind of sitting in the corner, you know, feeling it out. You know, should I bring this up with this person? And by the end of it, everyone kind of knows what's going on. And it's really a joke. I mean, if they ask the American people how they felt about this, if they ask, you know, a lot of the guys out there that are just, I would say, normal, you know, American guys, no one is going along with this stuff. It's fascism, it's communism, and both of them suck.
Exactly. But it's a centralized medical tyranny. And as more doctors force inoculate, as more people die, there'll be a bigger incentive to cover it up. That's how corruption works. That's how pedophilia took over the Vatican, is that once they're able to corrupt you and get you to not do anything, then the full depth of the corruption comes. That's why everybody's got to promote band.video and Infowars.com and Newswars.com. If all the audience here realizes that, hey, everybody's waking up, but here's the place that has got all the information, then we can break the globalist will. And we're very, very close to doing it. That's why this whole COVID lockdown attack is a doubling down, because their system was going down. And again, I don't just say that. We saw the UN meetings last year where they said, our hoax is going down. Our doctors don't believe it. We've got to stop these inoculations. And then, boom, the group above the UN releases the weapon to make the UN the hero and to shut up their own detractors. All right, Drew Hernandez joins us, ahead of Savannah Hernandez and Greg Reese coming in the studio next hour. We'll have calls then. He is a host, investigative reporter, producer of the hit web show Lives Matter. He's been on Tucker Carlson, you name it, and he's at Lives Matter Show, YouTube Lives Matter. And while he's talking, we'll roll some of the incredible footage he got in Wisconsin last night. But I think it's best just to go to him and give him the floor to describe exactly what he saw and what this was like. And I'm glad you're all in one piece, my friend. Armed men coming up and stopping police vehicles, burning down buildings, churches, gas stations. I mean, what have you witnessed?
Thanks for having me, Alex. It is absolute, total lawlessness, anarchy, and it's obvious that these Marxist agendas are now beginning to play out in our real world. When I showed up last night, literally right when I showed up, there's like three huge garbage trucks just lined up on fire. And then out of nowhere, there's this police squad truck that's being surrounded by Black Lives Matter militants armed with, it appeared to be AR-15s, multiple, literally just pointing them at the police officers as if they are policing the police, as if they're some kind of new shadow police that's policing the streets. And last night, Alex, it was literally just one thing after another. The mob just moves. They just move from one business to the next, charge type of thing. You know, like they just point to one after the next. Let's loot this one. Let's loot that one. And Alex, all I heard last night, all I heard was Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. They're spray painting it on the walls, and that's all you hear throughout the entire night. And I'm sick of people like President Barack Obama lying through his teeth at the DNC convention saying that protests like these are peaceful. This is the kind of stuff that is literally damaging America, because you have a former president of the United States, which we all know is a deep state globalist plant, that's attempting to lie to people and the world that these are peaceful protesters. I mean, what more evidence do you need, Alex? What more evidence do we need to show the world that this is a Marxist agenda? There's something behind it. They're funded. They're protected because they're minorities. And I can come out and say that it's a bunch of baloney, Alex, that just because people are black or just because people are brown, that they're protected from their criminal activity. They should be condemned not because of skin color, not because of race, but because of their actions. And that's what these people need to understand. You don't get a pass to act like a criminal just because the color of your skin. That's not how it works.
Sure, sure. I'm not giving black and brown folks a pass because there are some bad folks. But it seemed like a bunch of weird, like kind of hippie white people, like the guy with the assault weapon pointing at the cops. It seems like they're kind of in command. Is that not accurate?
Yeah, that's something you do notice, like the Antifa thugs, you know, that are like wannabe soldiers, you know, they should have joined the Marines or the Navy, but they do seem to lead some of the Black Lives Matter gatherings. Sometimes you'll see, if you notice in footage, you'll see the white people always up in the front because they're leading it or they're shielding black people. It does seem like it's still led by white people, and it's very interesting that they allow that because they claim to be, I believe Black Lives Matter is a black supremacist movement, but sometimes they don't.
Oh, I totally agree. Everybody makes a big deal about the KKK. I don't like the KKK. And if the KKK had this power, was being backed by a major political party, I'd really be worried about them, but they don't have any power. This is a supremacist group run by George Soros, a real Nazi collaborator running around trying to create division. How do you think it's going for them? Because clearly they say they're going to contest the election, whether Trump contests it or not, they're going to contest if they lose. And then if Trump fights that, they're going to call for a violent overthrow of the president. I mean, that's the game plan.
Yeah, I think right now the left, obviously, the deep state is gaining ground. And you know that, Alec. But I think right now they don't have the ability to call the military. They don't have the ability to call the Marines because there's still patriots in them. Right now, I think they're starting to form a new shadow military through Antifa and BLM militants. And they do it this way outside of the mainstream because there's really no,
Exactly. Then they paralyze the police to say,
connection.
I'm sorry to interrupt, you're dead on.
That's okay.
And then they paralyze the police through mayors and police chiefs they control to incubate their communist militant paramilitary force that Obama famously talked about.
Yep. And that's what I saw last night, Alex. Last night, before you see the, that little dealership that was set ablaze by the Black Lives Matter militants, the police were driving by back and forth. They were making threats to, hey, get away from it, get away from it, as they continue to break windows and burn it down. And I know the police have their hands tied. You see this in Portland as well. The commissioner or the mayor tells them you can't use force because if you do against a minority, then you're all going to be accused of being white nationalists. So we just can't do it. We can't do it. That's what happens, Alex. And honestly, Alex, it's effective. It works. But I think this is how the new regime is going to come in. Black Lives Matter is a Marxist Trojan horse to bring in communism and the New World Order and the deep state one world order in America. I truly believe that right now.
And well, you're like on fire, Drew Hernandez, and the footage you got is literally on fire. You got some of the most amazing footage there. And we Project Veritas predicted that Wisconsin would be the big flashpoint as the election came forward. I want your future predictions, where you're going next, just all the amazing intel you got on where you've traveled and what you've done and your great success exposing all this.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Trump has fired the bat signal. He said, I need you to stop the 80 million fake ballots that are meant to gum up everything. I need you to be vigilant. I need your help. We're fighting for our very life. We have an outside force trying to destroy our economy. And today, he said it's the most important election in U.S. history. It's the most important election in world history. We are living history right now. Every day is like a century. The countdown, the energy in the air, you could cut it with a knife. You could not have higher stakes. Here's the president just an hour ago.
Some really bad things. We have to be very careful because they're trying it again with this whole 80 million mail-in ballots that they're working on. Sending them out to people that didn't ask for them. They didn't ask. They just get them. And it's not fair, and it's not right, and it's not going to be possible to tabulate, in my opinion. It's just my opinion. We have to be very, very careful. And you have to watch. Every one of you, you have to watch. Because bad things happened last time with the spying on our campaign, and that goes to Biden, and that goes to Obama. And we have to be very, very careful. We have to be very, very careful. And this time they're trying to do it with the whole post office scam. They'll blame it on the post office. You could see them setting it up. Be very careful and watch it very carefully, because we have to win. This is the most important election in the history of our country.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is no doubt that this is history. So let me ask a really smart cookie we've got on. I'm impressed with him. Drew Hernandez got a lot of courage going out there and getting the most amazing footage in Kenosha last night and other areas. What do you think we can do? You're out there showing the evil that mainstream media always just says, oh, peaceful, and then won't show what's happening. And you're a soldier in information war going and telling the truth. I guess that's what everybody needs to do. What else can we do?
Honestly, Alex, I think that is the number one question right now, because the left, the radical hard left, is literally resorting to acts of violence. And I think right now we have to have a conversation. I mean, when the Constitution is on the line, I know this is why Donald Trump is saying this is the most important election in U.S. history, not because he's president, I think because our Constitution is seriously on the line.
Oh, you feel it, you see it, and you say hardline Democrats. You're right, but they have the absolute backing of the leadership. This is the Democratic Party. This is terrorists.
Yes, I know Donald Trump will always say the only thing standing between your rights and your freedom is me right now. But I truly do believe the only thing standing between any of that right now is the Constitution, and Donald Trump is right there in front of it. But I think right now we have to be extremely serious about what's taking place right now, Alex. I mean, really think about it. With COVID going on right now, in my opinion, on the streets, reporting on the ground, there's really not a lot of other people around. No eyewitnesses. It's only just these crazy, useful idiots. Because everyone's in their house. There's no witnesses outside. Everyone's afraid to go outside. COVID has seriously put everyone inside their houses so the hard left can call out all their lemmings and do their dirty work, and no one can see it. No one can report it because of the scary coronavirus. And everyone's it adds up so perfectly, Alex. That's why I go out, because I want people to see what these people are doing. And every time, Alex, I'm out there filming, I'm an American Hispanic, Alex. I get called a white nationalist. I get my life threatened by Antifa and BLM radicals. I literally am putting my life on the line. And these people claim to be champions of minorities, but they threaten my life every day. Why? Because I have different political opinions? No, because I'm exposing their criminal activity, and they're mad because their true colors are being shown, and they don't want that. They're the real fascists, Alex. Fascists suppress the press.
That's right.
That's what they do. That's who they are, and this is who these people are, and we need to continue to unmask them. And number one, Alex, we need to not be afraid of them. Too many people are afraid of these people. Who cares of the consequences? America and the Constitution is on the line right now, and if we continue to put our heads in the sand, even Christians, born-again Christians and pastors and people that should be speaking out, if we continue to stand down, we will lose everything.
I agree.
And that's where we are right now in 2020, Alex.
Yeah, exactly. You have evil multinational cutthroat corporations that own slave camps in China, Apple, Google, all of them, giving money to Black Lives Matter, nothing to do with black people. They want to abort the black people. They want to abort everybody. They use it as their front for their communist overthrow. And Dolly Parton comes out and endorses Black Lives Matter. Because to her, it's like, I'm a girl from Tennessee. I'm just going to, no, you're not endorsing Martin Luther King, lady, who you should endorse. You're not endorsing common sense stuff. You're endorsing the opposite, a communist radical overthrow, civil unrest, God Almighty. So how do we get all the cowed white people, especially, but everybody cowed, bowing down to this?
We need to just start calling people out. Where are all the Hollywood elites, Alex? You saw the footage. It's not CGI. It's not fake. I didn't make that up in a computer. That's what Black Lives Matter does. And then you have LeBron James, and you have all these, blue check Twitter marks all over, all these Hollywood elites. They don't condemn it. They don't even talk about it. Why? Because they're puppets. It's all an agenda. It's all an agenda to get the lemmings to believe that that's actually reality. It's not reality, Alex. And I know you know this, Alex. I'm not yelling at you.
No. Yell.
Wake up to the reality of what this is.
We're on over 200 radio stations. We have new listeners every second. No, they need to know. There's an urgency. And that's what you get. I get it. There's an urgency. This is real. And it only gets worse if they get reelected. If they get into power, they want to make us poor like Russia or China or Venezuela. It's a tool of control. Explain that to some of the leftists that are tuning in that think they're going to get power positions in all this.
History always repeats itself. Anytime a communist regime takes power, the useful idiots that got them there are the first ones to get executed. That's how it works. Why? Because you have too much influence. If you're a Hollywood elite, if you're a movie star, if you're a sports star, if you have any kind of influence and you got that regime to the top, you're the first to go because you'll be too powerful to remain. You'll be too influential to remain. And you might think you'll have a spot, but history always repeats itself. The first ones to go are the useful idiots and the influential media figures, Hollywood elites that got them there, because they will find out that they were lied to and they can't be left alive, because if they are, they have way too much influence to turn it around, and you can't be left alive. That's facts. That's communist history, and that's where America is going if we don't stand up and say something and do something, Alex. It's gone too far. How far do we allow this to go? How far do we allow this radical left agenda, this New World Order agenda, subvert, erase, pervert our children, completely decimate our Constitution, and we just sit back and say, oh, well, we just don't want to be seen as getting a little crazy. But Alex, what do we do? How do you stop a murderous communist regime from taking over and slaughtering America? I think that's the answer that we're all looking for, because we've never seen it before, Alex. We've never seen it. We don't have a solution. And I think that's what everyone's trying to figure out.
Have you seen the clip of Carlos Zapata? He doesn't want violence. I don't want violence. But he says, you're starving us. You're killing us. We're going to come after you. We're not a million. We're 20, 40, 50 million that get it. And we will not be stopped. And I don't even want to go there because we're going to have to chew up all their cannon fodder. But I want George Soros and the globalists to know, if this really goes to real civil war, they're going to be hunted down after we take the country back. No matter where they are, they'll be just like the Nazis. So Soros may have gotten out of Hungary or Romania back in 1945 working for the Nazis, but they're not going to get out this time.
Absolutely not, Alex. I mean, let's always remember this. Why do we have the Second Amendment? Is it for home defense? Is it for self-defense? No, it's to defend ourselves as Americans from a tyrannical government. That's where we're going. That's what we're seeing. And it's not wrong to cite the Second Amendment in that context.
They're right. It's not a threat. Alex, they're the ones burning everything down, saying they're going to put us in FEMA camps, saying they're going to arrest us, saying they're going to kill us. They've already censored us. What are they? They're already telling us we're not essential. They're telling us we're not even human.
Yeah, and Joe Biden is coming out and making demands. You know, we're going to have a nationwide mask mandate. We're going to have nationwide this, nationwide that. They think Donald Trump is the fascist when they are the fascists. We all know that. They're masters of doublespeak. But it's the leftists, it's the kids, it's the useful idiots that need to wake up.
Hernandez, do five more minutes with us. I want to get you back for a full hour. I want to get all the other shows. I'm aware of your work, but on the air, you're really fired up here. A little more subdued. I'm Tucker Carlson, but I like the unleashed you here with us at Lives Matter Show on Twitter, YouTube Lives Matter. We're going to come back in 2 minutes to go to him, and then we're going to go back to your calls. And then Savannah Hernandez and Greg Reese, who've been kicking butt in Portland with their own just insane stuff in the street battles. They just got back late last night. They're going to be in studio. So it's all crazy. And by the way, when I tell you you need storable food, we have the best quality ready to ship. 1 to 2 weeks, it's in stock. You need to get your orders in ahead of what is ever coming. They're going to contest the election. It's going to get crazy. I sell stuff that funds us that I believe in. And believe me, I don't sell firearms, but you should be getting them and learn how to use them. And you should be politically active to stop not getting to that point. But I got to tell you, I've been getting the guns out, getting them cleaned, you name it, and been target shooting because, I mean, I've been double locking all the doors, everything else, because all hell is already breaking loose. The crime rate's off the chart. We are not in Kansas anymore. Third hour straight ahead. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.